Welcome back to Focus with Paul W. Smith. I'm Kevin Dietz. We are coming to you live from the 98th Annual International Cherry Festival, live from the Indigo Hotel, right across from the beautiful Grand Traverse Bay. You can find out everything you need to know at thecherryfestival.org. We're also celebrating Tony Butler, our chief engineer's final broadcast after 40 years. All right, Tony. Grand Traverse, Traverse City, Michigan. Not much to do here, huh? you got the shores of Lake Michigan, you got Grand Traverse Bay, you got the beaches, the vineyards, just one of the most charming downtowns in the entire state and maybe the Midwest. It's absolutely a top destination for travelers. Join us now, Trevor Tikok, Traverse City Tourism. Tough job you got here promoting this area, I know. I was out at the golf course this weekend, played the Bear out at the Grand Traverse Resort, and literally, like at every tee box, you have to stop and look and just realize how beautiful this area is. It's stunning, and I don't know if you're golfing or if you're on a nature walk or what it is, but it's fabulous.
Well, that particular course is spectacular, and you can get lost in your game playing there, where you might get a little frustrated. But if you pause for a minute,
right,
and just look around, hey man, you're in the most beautiful spot in Michigan, I think.
Lost 20 golf balls, don't even care. Good. Just having a good time out here.
That's right.
It's great, you know, and the Cherry Festival is phenomenal. It looks like you got a big crowd this year.
It looks fabulous.
Like it's really happening.
I can't wait to see where the numbers come in, but it's so cool. It's all about the cherries, man. It's all about the agriculture here, and to have one of the biggest celebrations of agritourism in the country right here in Traverse City, Michigan. How cool is this, right? It's so spectacular.
It's phenomenal. My daughter and I, we walked the streets and looking at all the crafts and arts tents and things, and how much pride everybody has in Michigan, how much pride they have in northern Michigan, how much pride they have in Traverse City. You see it oozes out of people.
It does. You know, that's what's really cool about an iconic event like this in our state. Not only do locals embrace it and love it and take care of it and cherish it, but people from in the state come, and it's an annual tradition. And then people from outside of the state, outside of our country, come here because we've built such a phenomenal event. It's an iconic bucket list sort of thing that, you know, if you're into travel, you got to come to the Cherry Festival at some point. You just got
to
do it.
I was listening to eavesdropping a little bit, if you will, at lunch to some of the other tables, and you could just hear the excitement they had. And then someone else would come up and say, oh, well, what did you do? And they'd say, oh, well, you got to go over and check this out. And one of the things about being up here, you could spend a couple of weeks easy here because there's so many different things to do. I talked in the beginning about all the stuff going on with the Cherry Festival, and it consume you for a week for sure. There's so much great stuff going on, but there's a million other things to do in this area.
There really are, and Traverse City is a wonderful hub and spoke sort of destination where you can come in, you can go hit those golf courses or the wineries, go out to Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore. You know, check out all the wonderful little resort towns and port towns along the waterfronts. It is a really special place. You can just come, unwind, you know, connect with your friends and nature and have a good time in northern Michigan the way it's supposed to be in the summertime.
It's so funny. Like, you can throw out, Sleeping Bear Dunes as part of a sentence. Like, Sleeping Bear Dunes is, like, one of the most incredible places in the world.
Right.
It really is. My daughter and I were talking, we were just in Ireland, and we went to these beautiful places. I said, we could do this right in northern Michigan. I mean,
right.
you think about how beautiful the Sleeping Bear Dunes are,
yeah,
and then you talk about the bay here, and you could actually do both in the same way. You could go kayak in the morning and hike the dunes in the afternoon if you wanted.
I mean, that's a crazy thing. Like, any one of these attributes could be a standalone thing, but we've got it all right here. And you point out a really good segue into the water. I mean, it's almost like this is it's a backdrop and not the centerpiece, but the water, the beaches, the being able to get out there, and it's so accessible. That's another wonderful thing you need to do when you're in Traverse City.
I was watching the people on the boats as the Blue Angels were flying over, and I said, oh, man, where I had a pretty good seat, I wasn't complaining.
Yeah.
But I'm like, oh, that could be a fun day, too, get out on the water,
yeah,
in the bay and take in the Cherry Festival that way.
And the cool thing is, you know, there are a lot of boat owners who like to bring up their boats or bring them, travel here at Lake Huron or Michigan to get here, but there's boat rentals. There's a lot of ways to access it if you don't have the boat. So we've done that before as a staff. I've taken the group out, and we've had a fabulous time watching that air show. But anytime, you know, you can go charter fishing. You can get out on the big one of the big tall ships. You can rent a pontoon boat, jet skis. All kinds of ways to get on the water here.
We're at the Indigo, and I tell my parents all the time, I say, you got to come up here because everything's so walkable up here. Literally, you know, you can just go a block away, and you have some of the most fabulous shops mm-hmm. and stores and restaurants. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, more than 20 galleries, restaurants, bars down in downtown Traverse City, and it really is a very quaint yet well-developed downtown, and it holds its own. You know, you see some, sadly, you see some local downtowns not quite holding up. It's difficult, you know, especially in seasonal economies like ours, but we are strong. We've got a good local base that supports these businesses, but then 50% of the business is tourism, you know, and so we rely on that. So we encourage people to come up year-round. We are not just a resort town. We are open 365 days a year here in Traverse City, and it's always a great experience. And that's the cool thing about a four-season destination. It's always a little different, but the same as well.
You know, it seems like the local community is really, really welcoming of the tourists. I could see how you could be like, oh, my gosh, here it comes. It's yeah. the Cherry Festival. They're going to take over our beautiful town. The secret's out. They found us. But you don't get that feeling. You get the feeling that they understand the importance of tourism.
Well, I think those who participate do, right? And you're always going to have some who aren't as big a fan. But it's almost like a badge of honor to be able to complain about something that's as awesome as the National Cherry Festival. Boy, I can't stand that Cherry Festival. But that's okay, because I want them to keep complaining. The day it's not that challenging to put on an event like this, well, then we're probably not doing a good enough job with it, I suspect.
I noticed the porches decorated as I was walking around town, and I just thought, that's cool. That, you know, they're like, it's almost like a welcome, you know, welcome to Traverse City sign when people decorate their porches for the festival.
It's so old-timey. Like, you don't see this anywhere anymore.
A little lemonade stand out
right.
there.
Right, but it feels that way. You walk down Washington Street or State Street or 6th Street, and you see, it's Americana. It feels like you're going back in time. This historic Victorian homes with, you know, bunting and cherry decorations. That's Traverse City, man.
Craft beer and wineries, it's such a big thing in Michigan now. People plan vacations to go see different wineries. You guys have it all up here.
We do. Nearly 50 wineries now between Leland and Old Mission Peninsula. Numerous breweries and the distilleries. And the cool thing about these spots is we're using Michigan ingredients. We're using local ingredients. Just like the farm-to-table experiences you have here, that's what's going into those drinks as well. So it's not about overconsumption. It's not about coming up and partying until you drop. It's about coming up and tasting the different flavors of this region. And there's a lot of ways to do that now.
Yeah, I stopped at a Mammoth Distillery two nights ago, and I was talking to the general manager there. And their stories are incredible. And they love the fact that they brag about the local materials they use. And mm-hmm. it just brings it full circle. So when you talk about hidden gems in Traverse City, what are the places, I don't know, where are the locals hiding out right now? What are the places that we can expose the hidden gems and let the tourists get to see some of that stuff as well?
Well, you know, I say there's always a lot of cool little things you can find around town. You know, I think there's always stuff off the beaten path. You know, you get on the Boardman Lake Loop now, this wonderful trail system that's been completed all the way around our Boardman Lake. A hidden gem in any other city, this would be the centerpiece body of water. Here we've got East and West Grand Traverse Bay, but you get on that trail and you can find two really wonderful breweries over there, Filling Station and Right Brain Brewery. I mean, these are kind of, they're a little off the beaten path, but they've got great food, they've got wonderful drinks, and, you know, you can hide and play pinball and chill out over at Right Brain, and, yeah, there'll be people there, but it might not be as busy as downtown.
I got a call from one of my classmates I went to school with in like eighth grade. They said, I saw you up at Traverse City. I'm over at the Right Brain Brewery. So I went over there. It was my first time there. As I'm walking out, the Blue Angels are flying right above. I'm like, you have everything here. It's just incredible. Trevor Tacock, Traverse City Tourism, thanks so much for joining us again this year.
Thanks for being here.
All right. We'll be right back with more Focus on WJR.